Howdy ho, y'all. Welcome back to One Real Woman. I kind of feel like this intro is going to be annoying eventually, but we ain't there yet, so we gonna keep it. Anyway, I know y'all read the title, How to Be a Side Chick 101. So make sure you have your pen and papers ready to take some great notes. Now, this is going to be a very light podcast. It's supposed to be funny. Don't take this seriously, or do. I mean, it's up to you. Now, if you're in a situation where you find out that you're the side chick, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to stay in that role, or he can catch this fade, get to know these paws, or just downright fuck his life up, right? You have those options. Now, if you choose to be the side chick, knowing dang well that this man got a whole other life away from you, now that's your prerogative. I won't judge you. We've all been in situations where we were probably the other woman and we didn't know about it at first. But let me tell you, your intuition is a beast. A woman's intuition will always tell her when she's not being treated right. You just have to listen to that intuition. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't listen to that intuition because we get stigmatized. Yeah, it's a real thing. Especially a hood dick. Ooh. Okay, now that I'm off my soapbox. Women can be easily influenced by men. And men, y'all real dirty for this because y'all know this. Y'all know us as women, we love to nurture. We love to care for people, especially broken things. And y'all always come to us with your drama. You know, always try to use us and abuse us. But women, listen to your intuition. I don't care what that man is telling you. It doesn't matter how crazy your intuition may sound. That man is lying. Your intuition will never lie to you. That little nagging voice in your head, listen to it, all right? Because it'll save you from a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, from going to jail even. Because, like I said, you're going to want to fuck his whole life up. So instead of going to jail and ruining your life, just listen to that little voice inside of you. Listen to her. Because she's telling you the truth. Your spirit knows things before you do. Your spirit knows things before you do. That's for somebody out there. Your spirit knows things before you do. That's why it's called intuition. Because your spirit already knows what's going to happen. Okay? So, a woman who has been in situations where she was the side chick before and she got out of that type of situation, she will always tell you, yeah, I had an inkling that, you know, he was cheating. She probably didn't know that she was a side chick, but she knew something was wrong. Listen to that voice. Listen to that voice. But if you choose not to listen to that voice, this podcast is for you, honey. If you choose to be the side chick, baby, number one is know your role. Don't try to deviate from that role. And definitely don't try to add on any stipulations to that role. Meaning you don't cook for him. You don't clean for him. You don't do his laundry. Anything that's his wife or his girlfriend's or his main chick's job, you do not do. Your main job is to open your legs, basically. Yo, I can't even say this with a straight face, but your main job is to catch this nut. You understand? Like, catch your nut. He could catch his if he wants to. You know, that's not your problem. Your main job is to catch your nut and to get his money. Get that money, honey. Get his money. Because he wasting your time. 9 times out of 10, this man, especially if he's married, he could talk to you, come to you with, oh, baby, yeah, you know, I'm separated. I've heard that before. He might not even tell you he's married. I've been there before. Or he could just be like, yeah, we're going through a rough patch right now. I'm thinking about getting divorced, because he knows he wants that punani. He wants that punani. And he just wants to tell you any little thing that will give you hope. So that way. And fellas, if you were listening, you already know you're probably smiling right now, because this is the truth. And ladies, don't worry. How to Be a Side Ninja will be coming soon. But yeah, he'll tell you any little thing that will give you hope in order to get between your legs, honey, and see what that mouth do. He will. And you know this. So collect your money. He don't visit you without paying you. And no, it's not prostitution. He could pay some bills. You know, that's all it is. Have him, give him a role. He gave you a role. Give him a role. He about to be paying all your bills. Oh, you want this punani? You're going to have to pay my light bill, my phone bill, half my rent. I don't expect you to pay all my rent. But for this treasure, this jewel between my legs, honey, you're going to have to pay. All right? Nothing is for free. He don't get this punani for free. He don't get this cooch for free. Let him go deal with his wife, Harry Punani. Not your clean shaven jewel between your legs. He wanted good, huh? He wanted good, but he gonna have to pay up. If this man can't give you his time, and guaranteed he will not give you his time, because he don't want his wife or his significant other to feel like he's cheating. She already knows. There's no way she's not gonna know. She already knows. As a woman, you know your man. Especially if you've been with that man for a while, especially to be married to that man. You know when he's stepping out. Now, women, if you're the main chick, that other woman has nothing to do with you unless she knows you. Then it's a whole different type of ball game. You feel me? She could catch this fade. She getting treated just like that man. The type of woman that I am, I would fight the dude more so than I would fight the female. Because I would feel like she don't know. She don't know no better. You know? Now, if I knew her, I would probably just be like, yo, you can have him. Because if you're not man enough to stay faithful to me, you're not man enough to be with me. Plain and simple. But that's just me. I got my standards. I know some women, they're like, well, I really don't give a shit if he got a girl or not. You know, that ain't my business. All I want is my nut. I want my money. And yeah, I want to be treated nicely. As long as he buy them nice things, you know, give them their space, they're fine. And that's to each their own, you know, to each their own. It's always up to the man to decide if he want to be faithful or not. There's nothing that a woman can do to keep an unfaithful man in the home. He's going to find ways to get out. He's going to find ways. He's going to feel stifled. Whether it's cyber porn, whether it's you know, going out there, hey, baby, I'm running to the store real quick, and then getting his dick sucked in the front seat of the car. Like, he's gonna get it regardless. So there's nothing you as a woman, as the main chick, can do if you're dealing with a cheater. So let's get back. I'll give more advice on that on another podcast if you guys are interested. But yeah, ladies, side chicks, know your role. Don't deviate from that role. Your role is not to cook, clean, or do his laundry, like I said. Your role is to be there for him. Be his peace. You know, like if he tells you his situation, let's say he says he's separated, but, you know, they still live together type of deal. Or he says he wants to get a divorce, meaning that you already know his situation. A lot of men will do that because they feel like it's too much to just lie to say they're single. Unless they're in the military and they're in Germany, like I was, you know, piece of shit. But it's very hard to lie and say you're single when you're in a domestic type of situation. Like, and my meaning is, I'm comparing it to like the military, how, you know, people go downrange and all of a sudden they're single, or they go to a different country and they can't bring their spouse, so they're single. You know, it's very easy to hide that. But when you're in the same country or the same city, the same, state, I don't know why that took me a long time to think, but city, state, country, it's very hard to maintain that lie, okay? So a lot of them, they're going to be like, oh no, like, you know, I'm in this type of situation. They'll tell you pretty much almost everything to the truth, but they won't tell you the whole truth. So ladies, if you have that inkling that you're the side chick, don't be driving past his house just trying to, you know, see how many cars are in his driveway. Don't be trying to peek through his windows. Don't be ringing the bell when you know he's not at home trying to see what the wife looked like. Don't be Facebook stalking or Instagram stalking. I know how y'all do. Don't be doing none of that. If you feel like you're the side chick and everything inside of you is telling you that he's not being faithful, the best thing you can do is leave. So the moment you start feeling that way is the moment your intuition is telling you, you deserve better. And honey, you deserve better. So leave. Now, if you do want to be a side chick, I mean, more power to you. I couldn't, you know, but it's up to you at the end of the day is what you can live with. But like I said, if you choose to be the side chick, honey, know your role. Stay tuned for How to Be a Side Ninja. It's coming soon, within a couple days. So stay tuned for that. I love y'all. Bye.